Good morning, good morning. Isrichak. Wednesday, May 1st. Anay zman, anay chodesh. Nisn is as chatshes. In Mafan Ketun, anay zman, mit nay koiches. Zirik in the arbitaran. Yufu Talmud Teure, im derich Eretz. Ahoy vesamalucha, steht in Uvis. Hoi wes amelucha. So, man soll lieb oben der Arbeit. Man soll lieb oben der Arbeit. And that's how we start this man. Gesinterheit. Gesinterheit, versteht sich. Wir können jetzt reden. What are you focusing on in dem? The next finif chadushim. What do you want to accomplish? And so forth and so forth. And we continue to read in the book How to Win Friends and Influence People. Part 3, Chapter 7, Principle 7, How to Get Cooperation. Don't you have much more faith in ideas that you discover for yourself than in ideas that are handed to you on a silver platter? If so, isn't it bad judgment to try to ram your opinions down the throats of other people? Isn't it wiser to make suggestions and let the other person think out the conclusions? To illustrate, Adolf Seltz, of Philadelphia, sales manager in an automobile showroom and a student of one of my courses, suddenly found himself confronted with the necessity of injecting enthusiasm into a discouraged and disorganized group of automobile salespeople. Calling a sales meeting, he urged his people to say exactly what they expected from him. As they talked, he wrote their ideas on the blackboard. He then said, I'll give you all the qualities you expect from me. Now I want you to tell me what I have a right to expect from you. The replies came quick and fast. Loyalty, honesty, initiative, optimism, teamwork, 8 hours a day of enthusiastic work. The meeting ended with a new courage, a new inspiration. One salesperson volunteered to work 14 hours a day, and Mr. Seltz reported to me that the increase in sales was remarkable. The people had made a sort of moral bargain with me, said Mr. Seltz. And as long as I lived up to my part, they were determined to live up to theirs. Consulting them about their wishes and desires was just the shot in the arm they needed. No one likes to feel that he or she is being sold something or told to do something. We much prefer to feel that we are buying of our own accord or acting on our own ideas. We like to be consulted about our wishes, our wants, our thoughts. We'll finish here today. No one likes to be sold, but people like to buy. No one likes to be told to do something. They like to feel that I've been consulted to this, I've agreed to it, and now I can go move on it and do the things that we agreed upon to do. So, whichever case you're in, as a person, as a human, as a parent, a spouse, a colleague, a salesperson, a boss, a manager, try to take this into account. How can I engage in a conversation and gain cooperation where the people commit to do the things that I want them to do, but it's their ideas, it's their agreements, they've been consulted, what their wishes are, and they've agreed to this, and so forth. Very nice. This is a lot of a snap ahead. Wishing for you an amazing zman, an amazing life, atzluchadige life, in alle areas, Gesundheit, Oman.